Well, now let us turn to the question of art. Let us try to answer the question, what is art? Well, what is art? This is surely one of the most vexed, one of the most debated, much discussed questions in the whole history of thought, especially Western thought. Though it's discussed also in the East, especially in India, but the discussion which has gone on in India on this subject has followed such different lines that one can't even begin to compare it with other, with Western discussions on the subject. Now, some years ago, when I had more time than I have nowadays, I devoted quite a lot of time and energy to the study of this question of what is art. And I found that there are numberless definitions of art, and some of them really, in a way, quite extraordinary. For instance, there's one definition which goes, art is an attempt to create pleasing forms. This is Herbert Reed's definition. And then there's another one, very famous indeed in its own day, art is significant form. There's a whole book being written about that phrase. This is Clive Bell's definition. And then we find someone else saying, art is intuition. This is Croce. Well, this seems rather vague, that art is intuition. And all these definitions and all the other definitions that I came across, I found very, very unsatisfactory. I found them either too broad or too narrow or just incomplete. So I eventually decided that I would have to formulate my own definition of art, at least to my own satisfaction. And I did this in a little work which I wrote, I've forgotten exactly when, but either in 1953 or 1954, when I was in Kalimpong, and I called it The Religion of Art. I'm sorry to say it was never published, because it was too long for a magazine article, being about 40,000 words, I think, and too short for a book. So it's remained in manuscript or typescript ever since. But I'm still hoping, to be able to bring it out in some form or other some day. Now, in this little work, I've defined art as follows. I'm going to repeat it twice because it isn't all that easy to take in. Art is the organization of sensuous impressions that express the artist's sensibility and communicate to his audience a sense of values that can transform their lives. It's rather long, isn't it? Art is the organization of sensuous impressions that express the artist's sensibility and communicate to his audience a sense of values that can transform their lives. Now, I believe, and this is my honest opinion, that this is the most complete definition of art that has ever been suggested. I haven't seen any, even since then, anywhere like as complete as this definition, covering all aspects of the subject. So let's examine it tonight in just a little greater detail. There's no time for a full discussion, that will take us too far afield, but we'll deal mainly with those aspects of the definition which have some bearing on the subject with which we're at present concerned. That is to say, the subject of art and the spiritual life, or art and the higher evolution of man.